buzzer with a triple.
Injury is a big story of the NBA playoffs. Tatum, add him to Curry.
Yeah.
The Cavs.
Edwards is amazing, though. Someone is going to really become like another level of star this playoffs.
Jalen Brunson or Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
or
like whoever wins the title. Could be Halliburton from Indiana.
Yep.
I mean, really, the only, if the Celtics go down here without Tatum, the only guy who's won that's left is Jokic.
Right.
Anybody else would be new, I think.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Schedule release. We're getting more stuff on the way today. More Eagles games. That's what I'm told. We're just going to find out the entire Eagles schedule. Hey, that's
if,
the plan.
If we find out where the Bills-Eagles game is, then I'm good with that.
That's fair. That's fair. CBS.
That'd be funny if that's the game Josh unveils yesterday in the Today Show. Week 2, Sunday night Bills and Bills and Eagles.
What's on the way today? The international games, which we kind of already know. The Bills are not playing one of those.
Right. And we know, I don't think CBS is till tomorrow morning.
Netflix is tomorrow.
Yeah, and Netflix, I assume, will just tweet out what they have again.
Yeah, probably.
And that's pretty much it.
So here's my question for you. One of the things these networks try to do is, you know, go big markets, exciting teams, exciting players. The Bears already finding out they're going to be in a big doubleheader and Black Friday. The league is going to be thirsty for the Bears to be good because they've never been good, right? Almost never.
They've never been interesting.
That's right.
They've had a couple of good seasons, but the teams have always just been like Trubisky made a playoff game.
That's right. That's right. And Jay Cutler made an NFC championship game.
He didn't play in it though, right?
Maybe not. Okay.
Yeah, Haney.
They lose to the Saints.
Maybe he gets hurt early on, but yeah, that's right.
So I think that's right.
They
made a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman, the Bears, but it's been.
But even all those teams are like.
Wow.
Right, Rex Grossman made it. It's like the joke of the Super Bowl teams that have made it.
Right. And the league would love Chicago to be a team like the Rams, the Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, right? To be not only successful, but interesting and exciting. And the hiring of Ben Johnson there, I don't know if it's going to turn around in year one. I do think they'll be good. They are going to get 6 primetime games. I mean, they're getting Black Friday. They're going to get standalones. And I guess
they often are a team that gets more than they should in the first place.
Would you bet on Ben Johnson making that work? Because I would. Don't we see right now an era of the NFL where the great offensive minds, they make it work with a quarterback that can play? You can't be terrible, but can you play? If you can play, can you be Purdy? Can you be Tua? Can you be, I don't know. There's 4 or 5, whether that's, only Tua and Purdy or are there a couple more here?
Goff.
I'm up to 3, and he did it with Goff.
He did.
Goff's not thought to be a great quarterback, but he can do the job.
All those guys, though, what I'll be very curious to see is what is he going to have Caleb Williams playing like? Because those 3 guys that you just mentioned, those are all quick processors.
On schedule.
On schedule, quick processors. Like, they're not going out of structure all that often. They can make the throws, but they're not really ever doing much above that. And what I've got in Caleb Williams is a dude that led the NFL in sacks with 68. And as the game was winding down on, what day was it? Was it Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Against the Lions. And the clock is ticking and his coach got fired for this. He doesn't know what's on the clock. He doesn't recognize the game situation at all. And he is super talented and athletic and his arm is incredible. But I question if that dude has it between the ears. But can Ben Johnson get him to kind of be better at all of that? I mean, I can't believe he'll have the same amount of sacks that he did.
Right,
but if he goes from 68 to 58, like, you're still taking too many sacks, buddy.
Well, if he builds the Lions offense, which is going to be, commitment to running the ball in big spots.
Play action.
They did not get their extra running back like their Gibbs to Montgomery. They have DeAndre Swift. And then
Roshan Johnson still.
Okay, right. So the running back position, we'll see. But their receivers are set. Their defense is better.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of the Bears. And last year was supposed to pop, but Matt Eberflus. Okay, whatever.
Right.
It was
amazing they ever went into the season with him in the first place.
Yes, right. It becomes, the 11th time in 11 years a top 3 quarterback sees his coach fired after 1 year. So
yep.
the Bears will be a trendy pick to get more attention and to be this year's Commanders. Who's going to fall apart like Jacksonville just did? Who falls apart next? Is it Miami?
That isn't obvious because like everyone would expect New Orleans to fall apart.
Yeah, but Jacksonville is not supposed to be picking fifth.
Miami's a good candidate.
I mean, Doug Peterson there, he gets fired. It goes south. The GM, they do a total house cleaning. And that's a team that had been competitive, moving to pick fifth. They trade up to two.
Yeah.
And fire their GM, fire their coach, full-on overhaul. So what team is next up for the Jacksonville, which is the, oh, man, it's never been more over. It's time to redo this.
Yeah.
You have any other candidate besides Miami?
What about San Francisco? Or is the coach too good?
Coach is too good.
The roster is starting to dwindle a little bit. And listen, even though that coach is a very good coach, he has had how many 5-win seasons has he had? 3?
Yeah.
Like, it happens. It does happen to him when his roster breaks apart, and that's been before it's been because of injury. Now it might just be because they can't pay everybody.
One thing about the Niners, though, they are starting to do this new thing. Again, we talk about like roster building and certain ways to do it. The Niners have done this now. The Rams have done this. And the Jaguars are talked about this way as well. They are going to be a team that says goodbye and drafts a lot of pieces. The Rams got this reputation of bleep them picks. Meanwhile, they had the most drafted players on their team. They traded first and seconds for established stars, and they drafted later in the draft and hit on picks and drafted well. And I think the Niners, as all these teams kind of adjust to salary cap life and we got good and everyone got paid, what are we going to do? Say goodbye to these 5 players, draft 10 players in a given draft year. And the Niners have done that this year. They have you might not have high expectations for 6th and 7th round picks, but this year they came away with 1-2, 2-3s, 2-4s, 2-5s, 3-7s. The draft class is huge.
Okay.
You know, the Bills went in with 10 picks. They come out with 9, and we think that's probably a big number for the Bills. Here are the Niners coming out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And the year before was a pretty healthy draft as well. And the year before, pretty healthy draft as well. So, like, you just throw as many pieces as you can at it and wait for these guys to take jobs. It's kind of this idea that don't let some veteran placeholder hold a job for $12 million when you're not missing that much to give it to a rookie.
Yeah. Now, though, I wonder, because the Rams, part of why that strategy works is they have a quarterback that is, like, provably great in any situation.
He can stabilize
right?
them.
Yeah. Like, all those years in Detroit where their rosters weren't perfect at all and he's still putting up, like, giant numbers and getting them into playoff races. And Purdy has been very good, but he's had near-perfect rosters around him. And what does he look like if now it's a bunch of young guys that aren't stars? That, you don't have the best yak receiver in the league anymore to throw screens to.
And you don't have your number one receiver who's the best separator. I mean, he's coming back from an injury.
Right, like you don't know what version. And hey, guess what? Your superstar running back that was behind you. Oh, he just had a year where he couldn't stay healthy, and his Achilles now are big question marks. And, oh, the backup that he even had was pretty good. Now they shipped them out, too. It's like the Niners, I wonder what Purdy will look like if everything isn't perfect around him. So all that being said, though, they are the co-favorites to win their division. So, like, I could see it, though.
So if it falls apart. If it falls apart, and
it would be a surprise.
Let me ask you this, because you're the number one Kyle Shanahan hater. If it falls apart and they have the third pick, what are you going to clean house? You're just going to let him pick a quarterback.
You'll let him pick a quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You'll let him pick a quarterback.
That's what I would do.
Again, though, he's had 3 6-win seasons and 1 4-win season. So in 8 years, half of his years are 6 wins or fewer. Like, it does happen to him. But a lot of those years, it is the quarterback injury or the whole roster around the court. That was last year, right? Like, Purdy stayed healthy, but everything around him tumbled down. So I like them along with Miami. Because, like, Pittsburgh's too obvious at this point, isn't it? Just because it's the quarterback.
I mean, Mason Rudolph, right. Rodgers, by the way, getting a little bit of life breathed into the Saints situation. Would Rodgers go to the Saints?
Why would he do that, though?
I have no idea.
I wondered, a little conspiracy here, are the Steelers telling Rodgers, hey, don't, because I was listening to Mike North of Sal, and they're talking about how, like, well, we can't assume he's going to sign there by the time we make the schedule, and, like, that was impactful on maybe, like, the Packers and, like, other primetime potentials. Like, would they tell Rodgers, like, hey, just don't sign until after the schedule comes out, because then we'll get fewer primetime games, and then our schedule will be a little more consistent?
I mean,
but I don't think Tomlin plays chess like that.
That would be next level.
Right. That's not Tomlin-esque.
Not willing to go for fourth and one at the 50. Willing to tell a quarterback to not sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Conspiracies. We got to get to conspiracy talk with this Mavericks lottery win. Like, it's, if you believe sports are fixed, today's a great day for you. It might be a good day.
It's a great day.
To give us a call, chat about it. We'll mix some of that in. All right. Ride for Roswell coming up. Let me tell you about that. You can join our team for the Ride for Roswell.
Saturday, June 28th, we'll be riding with Bulldog, and I'll be involved too, and Jeremy. So
we'll
once you
there.
Pick your team, you'll get your email, then you can pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle, and that'll be at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. And if you're not riding with us, you can still support the cause, donating to our team. You can help us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details.